Welcome to the Dr. DeMartini Show. This is a shorter episode designed to help you maintain momentum in between the larger episodes. They are short, sharp burst of inspiration based upon questions that John has received at either the Breakthrough Experience or via his website. If you have a question for Dr. John DeMartini, head over to drdemartini.com and submit that through the contact tab. In today's episode, John is sharing with you how you can access your seven greatest powers. Enjoy.
Some of you may know me already. I'm involved in professional speaking. I've been doing that for 43 years. I've been involved in anything to do with maximizing human awareness and potential. You may have seen me on the movie The Secret or possibly some other movies and seen some of my books or maybe even attended some of my classes. But I'd like to share with you a message today about accessing your seven great powers. Each individual has seven areas of their life that they want to master, they want to expand, they want to grow in. They have a spiritual mission and they have a quest for developing their spiritual mission. They have a quest for their mental genius to wake up their mind. They have a quest for vocational service to make a contribution to the world and make a difference in the world. They also have a quest to have financial independence and have more money at the end of their life than life at the end of their money. They also have a quest for having love and intimacy in a relationship or a partnership. And they have a desire to make a difference socially and have leadership and influence. And the next one is the seventh one is the one of having physical health and well-being and beauty, being attractive, being physical, vital, and energetic. I call these the seven areas of life: our spiritual quest, our mental development, our vocational service, our financial objectives, our family, our social, and our physical areas of life. These seven powers are the seven areas and seven powers that we want to empower. Now, any area of our life that we don't empower is an area that people will overpower. We're not victims of people overpowering us. We're simply not empowered. And so there's some keys to help us empower those areas of our life. And if we don't empower them, well, we run the risk of being subordinate to other people and not living authentic to ourselves. So I'd like to share with you just a few moments, some tips on how to empower those areas. Every human being lives by a set of priorities, a set of values in their life, things that are most important to least important in their life. I call this the hierarchy of values. Whenever they're setting goals and objectives that are aligned and congruent with their highest values, they tend to expand themselves and they have the higher degree of achievement. They tend to have their natural born leader come out. They tend to flourish. And whenever they're setting goals that are lower on their values or subordinating to other people and trying to live other people's values, they tend to shrink. They tend to have what I call the ABCDs of negativity, which are internal anger and aggression, internal blame and feelings of betrayal, internal criticism and challenge, internal despair and depression. It's so important to identify what's really valuable to you and give yourself permission to live according to what's true. Being authentic and allowing your natural magnificence to come out is one of the keys of a fulfilling life. Now, let's go around that wheel for just a moment and look at how values play a role in empowering these areas. Whenever you are seeing things that you're going to want to learn, maybe you want a topic at school, maybe you're young and in school, or maybe you're an adult working and having to learn things to keep up with changing environments. Whatever it is that you want to learn, if you can ask this one simple question: how specifically is what I'm about to learn going to help me fulfill what's highest on my values? What's most meaningful to me? What is it that I feel my purpose in life is? If you can see how whatever you're studying is linked to your highest values, you maximize your brain function, you neuroplastically myelinate the brain in certain ways to maximize your capacity to learn and hold on to materials and use those materials. So ask yourself, how specifically is what I'm about to learn going to help me fulfill what's most meaningful and inspiring to me? If you'll do that and keep answering that question over and over again, no matter what it is you want to learn, it will go in and stay with you much more effectively. You'll apply the information. You're learning a natural born genius learns most effectively by linking things to highest values. In our business areas, the same thing. If you're going to work and you're not inspired by what you're doing, it's because you can't see how what you're doing is helping you fulfill your highest values. So you want to ask the question, how is whatever my job description is, how is it specifically helping me fulfill what's most meaningful to me? What's most inspiring to me? What is most important to me? If you ask that, you'll become engaged at work, you'll be more productive at work, you'll feel more inspired, you'll tap dance to work, as Warren Buffett says, and you won't feel drained. Because if you're doing something you love every day, you grow in energy, and if not, you drain it. And so people don't go to work for the sake of a company. They go to work to fulfill their highest values. If they can fulfill those highest values, they're inspired by going to work. If not, they're not. Now, in our financial areas, money circulates through the economy from those who value money the least to those who value it the most. So if you don't value money in your life, it's going to go out of your hands into other people's hands who does. And what's interesting is if you have more of a value on spending your money on consumables and depreciables, immediate gratifiers, than you do on saving and investing and having it begin to work for you, you'll always be a slave to money instead of its master. So it's very important to make sure you really do value wealth building, or otherwise, if you think you're going to get wealthy and financially independent without the values that it will lead you there, you'll end up with the ABCDs of negativity, like I mentioned. And that's not fulfilling. So you might want to stack up some benefits of building a business that serves people, managing that business where it makes a profit, saving a portion of it so you have a cushion to stabilize the business and to start building a nest egg to invest with, then starting to invest, and then accumulating the wealth and having a cost for that wealth that means something to you, that because somewhere along the line you're gonna leave the body and you're gonna end up having to pass that finances to somebody. So you want to make sure that you have a reason and enough value on saving and investing and building wealth, or otherwise you won't. And that's one of the seven powers. The next area of power is relationship. Everybody wants to be loved and appreciated for who they are, not for who we think they're supposed to be. They want to be loved for who they are. And who they are revolves around their highest value. So if their highest value is raising family, then they're going to be dedicated to raising those children. If their highest value is running a business, they're going to be dedicated to the business. Whatever is highest on our values, our identity revolves around. So we want to ask the question, if we're in a relationship with somebody, how specifically is what they're dedicated to, what's most important to them, their highest value, helping you fulfill what you're dedicated to, what's most important to you, your highest value? And also, whatever is highest on your value, what's most important to you, how's it serving theirs, highest value? If you answer that question back and forth and link those, you'll have more dialogue in your relationship, less alternating monologues. You'll communicate instead of, you might say, fight. And in our social life, people who live by their highest values and live congruently in integrity with that, they're the ones that exemplify leadership, are inspired by what they do, and draw and magnetize people to them and naturally emerge as leaders. So when you live according to your highest values and be authentic, you're giving permission for other people to do the same, and you're magnetically, charismatically going to draw people to you. And if you can communicate your mission as an inspired leader in terms of other people's values, where they feel they're getting their values met, they'll be drawn to you and you can influence people. The fear of public speaking is really because of subordinating to somebody else we think has more than what we have as far as knowledge or influence. But once we realize we're authentic, we realize that what we see in them, we have inside ourselves. We give ourselves permission to be that leader. And then a physical health area of our life, when you're living according to your highest values and are congruent and are really inspired by what you do, your natural healing power and capacities are expanded. Your autonomic nervous system, which are feedback mechanisms to help you bring wellness and healing, spontaneously come into play. So you're going to realize that all the symptoms of your body are just trying to get you to actually live with meaning and purpose, which is an expression of your highest value. The ancient Greeks said if you live by your highest value, you have teleology, purpose and meaning. And in our spiritual area of our life, when we're doing something that's really meaningful to us, most inspiring to us, we're inspired and we're grateful. And gratitude is the key that opens up the gateway of the heart, and inside the heart is love. And if you can actually live by an inspired manner and demonstrate that to other people, and you're grateful for life and you see things on the way, not in the way, you exemplify an inspired life and you fulfill your spiritual mission. That spiritual mission may be religious or non-religious, but whatever it is, it's what inspires you. And that could be whatever that is, and there's no wrong or right about what that is, because that's what inspires you. But whatever that is, by fulfilling that, you tend to spill over into all areas with an energy and a magnetism of that gratitude attitude, and you have more opportunities in your life. I keep a list of all the gratitudes that I have every day, and including this filming right now, and I basically found out that if I'm grateful for what I have, I get more to be grateful for. So that's just my primary message that I want to share with you. You can empower all seven areas of your life. They do revolve around your values. It's important to know what your values are. You could go on my website, drdmartini.com, and look on the menu, Value Determination, and actually go through a step-by-step process to help you determine what those highest values are so you can start structuring your life, prioritizing your life, and living more fully. And you can empower these areas of life. If you don't fill your day with high-priority actions that inspire you, it will keep filling up with low-priority distractions that don't. So it's important to know who you are, and that revolves around what your highest values are. And if you can start to structure your life and orchestrate that around that, like a symphony, when you've got somebody that's orchestrating it, you have a beautiful harmony. Your life deserves to be a balanced and harmonious state. You can empower all seven areas of your life. It goes and revolves around your values. So please take the time to determine those values and start prioritizing your life. Be willing to delegate lower priority things so you can stay focused on higher priority things. You'll empower all areas by doing so. You might want to listen to this segment over more than once just to take in all the things that I just shared. But just know that the most magnificent you you can ever be is the real you.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Dr. Demartini Show. To determine and discover your values, head over to drdemartini.com, where you will also find blogs, videos, research materials, online courses, and exactly how you can sign up to become part of the breakthrough experience in your local city. We look forward to sharing more inspired insights on our next episode. Bye for now.